About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
That is Dominic Fike. It's called Baby Doll on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley's show. Yesterday we talked about the little pool party we had on Friday to celebrate Omar's birthday. Omar didn't show up, but we did have a cake there. We thought we had an ice cream cake there, only to cut into the cake that was taken out of the freezer of a grocery store where they would have ice cream cakes, and realize that it was just a regular-ass cake. And I think everyone's disappointed about that. And you guys, everyone said that they secretly hated it, but...
Well, we all cut into it and saw disappointment in everyone else's
eyes.
Well,
you take a cake out of a box that has freezer burn on the outside of the box, or, you know, frosty crystals. Your body's expecting ice cream cake. And
which is the best type of cake, hands down.
It's one of the great joys, and I think it's one of those things that holds up. I know a lot of things that are great as a kid, and then when you become an adult, they're like, that's not nearly as cool as it once was. I think ice cream cake kind of holds up, and especially hot day, good ice cream cake. And normally, yeah, if I was going to get an ice cream cake, I would go to a Baskin Robbins or a Cold Stone. A lot of people suggested that. You know, the Carvel cakes you can only get at certain grocery stores now because they shut down all those Carvels. So that's what I had thought I had picked up because I've done this a million times before. And a lot of people tell me I don't even know the cost of ice cream cakes, and that should have been my first tip-off. But I did call Ralph's to complain. Listen to this. This is, first of all, a caller telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Klein. $30 for an ice cream cake? Where do you shop at?
Yeah.
I just bought one for my daughter's birthday. It was like $60. You gotta up the knowledge on the prices on yourself, man. Anyways, love you guys. If I can get an invite to the party, I'll really appreciate that. If anything...
Right, we'll have invites to our party coming up, and maybe we'll have a real ice cream cake at our endless summer keg.
Yeah, I did think that the going rate for an ice cream, even a small one, is about $50 minimum.
No, because I've gotten ones for my kids, but it depends how big, how many you're trying to feed 60 people, sure. But if you're trying to get a small ice cream cake, $30, you can get an ice cream cake for $30.
I don't know. Maybe you buy them more than I do. Maybe I'm wrong.
But this is what happened yesterday, because you guys said that if I was really upset about it, I should call and complain.
Well, I wanted you to go in and confront them in person, but it's okay. You didn't have time. You had a busy day yesterday.
Yeah, poor Bruiser. My daughter broke her wrist yesterday. So
punching a kid.
She punched a kid who looked at her dirty.
Wow, dude.
So Bruiser went down for the count with a broken wrist.
She didn't bring her brass.
So I had to go to the urgent care and that whole... So that screwed up my ability to go into Ralph's and complain in person. So I had to make a phone call, and this is what happened. And by the way, everyone's going to mock me for this because the person clearly doesn't care about my problem. So.
For produce, press 5. For pickup, press 7. To speak to a customer service representative, one moment, please.
To complain about an ice cream cake.
They didn't have a special number for that.
They didn't have a number for
but
that.
But once again, you guys think I was calling for money back. I didn't want the money back.
It's the principle.
It's the principle that they need to put a big sticker that says, this is not an ice cream cake. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, you don't want other victims.
Right.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is customer service. I can help you.
Yeah, Heather, I was in there on Friday to pick up a ice cream cake because I was having a really fun pool party. And I got home and...
Why did he have to clarify that?
She can already tell that you're lying.
Yeah.
I wanted her to know what the reason was for the cake.
It was pretty epic. Yeah. There was five people there.
A pool party. And I got home and cut into the ice cream cake, and there was no ice cream in the cake.
Oh, my God. What the heck?
So she's obviously as upset as I was, and as upset as we all were.
She's
right?
Obviously lying just like you are.
She seems devastated by
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh.
I cut into the cake, and there's no ice cream.
Oh, my God. What the heck? 2, 3, 4, 5.
What is she
what kind of cake was it?
I think she's trying to find a hang up
hang on. Up on him in 5, 2, 3, 4. Is she doing a dance class?
She's clearly working with someone that's got a much more important issue than my issue. And I'm sure that she's doing something else that matters much more than this. Or she's just waiting. She's going to count until I hang up. I don't know.
Oh, my God. What the heck? 2, 3, 4, 5.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who doesn't care about you? Me. That's what she's trying to
do. She's counting her money with that sweet grocery job.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, that's right. All this
rolling
money.
In it.
We took all this money from this guy. I thought he was getting ice cream cake. This is all pure profit now. 2 million.
Oh, my God. What the heck? 2, 3, 4, 5. What kind of cake was it?
So I guess you guys have cakes there you keep in the freezer.
Okay.
And so,
is it the Carvel or the other one over there?
Well, so that's
by the bakery.
So the thing is that I thought it was the Carvel because it was in the freezer, and then when I got home, it even said the inside flavors were chocolate and vanilla. Very misleading. But then you get home, and it's just a regular cake that you guys sell in the freezer.
Okay. And then let me see. Do you have the receipt for it by any chance?
Yeah, I had the receipt, and we ate about half the cake. But I guess more than a refund, what I was hoping for is maybe some sort of a sticker so that future people don't accidentally buy the cake from the freezer thinking it will be an ice cream cake.
I see.
I see the fact that I regretted not hanging up on you earlier.
Did I already do the 2, 3, 4, 5 bit? Because I, yeah.
So you know, this is so much worse for her because she could just refund you and move on with her day. And she's clearly very busy. You want a change in policy.
It's a crazy ass policy. Why are you going to, you said regular cakes in a freezer? How many people, hundreds a day are probably buying these wrong cakes?
There's no way hundreds of people a day are doing this.
I see. Let me get you over to my supervisor because this is going to be something that the store needs to know.
She's right. It is something the store needs to know.
Everyone needs to know,
and as a warning to the general public.
Let me make this someone else's problem. Hold on a second.
I can't be the first person that's called with this, right?
I haven't run into this situation before. Thank you.
Okay. So she claims she hasn't personally run into this situation before, but she could be new.
Who's someone? Is she saying thank you to someone?
I think she's faking.
Just like handed her a gun.
She's faking. I got to end it now. Thank you. I think that the reality is, Allie, that she cares about this problem so much so that she wanted to elevate me to the supervisor.
Oh, I see.
I haven't run into this situation before. Thank you. Yeah, this is the first time having the situation be brought to my attention.
Yeah, I would imagine there's probably a lot of people that are like, oh, I got an ice cream cake, gather around, kids, and then it's just a regular cake.
This is the first I'm hearing. I'm so sorry. But let me get you over to my supervisor, okay?
Thank you.
Give me one moment. Thank you.
Now, she proceeds to put me on hold to when I hear this music that we all know far too well because we've all been on hold before. She puts me on hold now. I'm on hold for 17 minutes, Allie.
Oh, good for you.
17 minutes.
And you stuck in there.
Of course. This is what an issue this is.
How can you not with this music?
And after 17 minutes, this is what happens.
Oh!
Just completely disconnected the call.
Didn't I think that is such a move that they use, too. Let me transfer you to the supervisor, and then this is going to go nowhere.
Yeah, 17 minutes of that music followed by a busy signal.
Yeah. Oh, we're on to something, man. So it's a racket.
There is no supervisor. Ha!
This is Big Cake is involved here, and I will be stopping by today to do this in person.
Okay, great. I can't wait. Are you going to ask to speak to the same woman?
I'm going to say this has not been... Yeah, I'm going to say this is a big issue that for the general public. Yep. It's a public concern is what this is.
I think if you could make a true change and have this never happen, are you going to, you know what you should do is you should get a clipboard and get some signatures.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
And get people to get really excited about this issue.
I will stand by the freezer section where I fell for the cake scam, and I will ask other people if they would also think this was an ice cream cake.
Okay.
Well, you should have stickers made.
And I am going to get a few neon stickers that say, not an ice cream cake, warning.
Yeah, this seems all like a really good use of your time.
It is.
You know what?
Big cake going down.
That's really expensive.
The sad reality is it is the best use of my time. That's the sad truth.